The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Jaws Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. How dangerous is ISIS?
Well, ISIS clearly is a threat to the United States. It's also into North Africa. It's even trying to recruit in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
So they have to be defeated. The question is how. Former CIA Director David Petraeus, after this. The Pentagon is now claiming that 10,000 ISIS fighters have been killed in Iraq and Syria, and yet they remain in control of several major cities and are still on the offensive. Former CIA Director General David Petraeus, who's also commanded U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan, told CBS's Charlie Rose that this is not just a military fight. There are also political considerations.
You can't kill or capture your way out of an industrial strength insurgency like this, Charlie. Really, an industrial strength conventional force, because that's what ISIL has actually come to be. You need to have the political component. And without that, you're not going to solve
the political component is support in Baghdad that'll enlist the support of Sunni Arab tribes in Iraq.
That's exactly right.
And as for more American boots on the ground, he seems to look at it more as American boots in the background.
What you need to do is look at what you have, figure out where you need to augment. Do we need to bring advisors down to brigade level, for example? Right now they're just at division level, perhaps even to battalion level. Should there be teams of joint tactical air controllers on the ground with a lot of security?
Should there be?
I think there probably should be.
Is there a risk to losing lives if they do that?
Certainly there is. There is risk, but there's also risk of not winning this fight.
Former CIA Director General David Petraeus, do you remember back in 2008 when John McCain said we might spend maybe 100 years in Iraq? Not sounding so crazy anymore. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.